just to move to the other aspect of the book that is the most perhaps the strangest of all, it has to do with the seeing part, which is the fact that we have many, many cases, and this is the whole second half of the book, has to deal with people who seem to be creatures, beings, part human and part alien, who seem to be operating in the real world right along with the UFO aliens, the gray beings, in facilitating abductions. In other words, they seem to be able to eat meals, drive cars, talk to people, and so forth, yet they can also, these transgenic beings seem to be able to absolutely control another person's behavior, read their minds, pass through walls, do the things that the aliens themselves are able to do. And this is, of course, the ultimate result of what I had written about in Intruders, where it seemed to be the basic purpose that we discussed earlier of the phenomenon really was to produce this kind of viable mix.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting to me in terms of the objection science has and how they've had to back away, when I wrote Intruders and I talked about this attempt to create a mix of alien and humans, characteristics. I was, of course, attacked roundly. That's impossible. We could never do such a thing. And, of course, since 1987, when that book came out, we have mapped the human genome, which is unbelievable and as an accomplishment. And we are now in an area where, as you know, they have been able to take a gene from a jellyfish and splice it into the genetic makeup of a rabbit. So they now have a rabbit that, under certain lighting conditions, glows in the dark.
I didn't know we had done that.
We have done that. Now, of course, more famously than that, a gene from a salmon has been inserted into the genetic makeup of the tomato plant, and we now have tomatoes that are able to withstand cold. So we've crossed from the animal to the vegetable realms. If I had written any of those things back in 1987, I would have been totally laughed out of.
Jeez, I thought you were going to tell me we now have a tomato that swims upstream.
No, that we don't have. Maybe we should work on that.
I'm not at all totally comfortable with this whole direction that science is going.
I don't think anybody is, really, except the scientists who, for whom this is just catnip to the cat. But the point is that if we are now doing these things, the alien ability to, let's say, pick and choose and do the kind of engineering that our scientists are able to do right here and now,
mm-hmm.
what this means, of course, is that there's even great deal more evidence suggesting that this is the basic goal of the whole abduction program, such as it is.
Okay, so we understand their modus operandi to some degree. Do we understand their objectives as well?
No, that we don't. You see, that's the point. That's the big question, and that's something that we really don't know.
We don't know if it's to help them or to help us or to hurt us.
Well, we have no reason. You see, there hasn't been anything that looked like it was deliberately malevolent, out to harm, out to do damage to us. That just doesn't turn up. On the other hand, we don't have any real sign that anything is being done to help us.
We understand their objective. We're not going to understand if ultimately they're here from the government, like the government, to help us or what.
Well, we just don't. I mean, we have no idea what their goals are, and I don't know where we're going to hear that. And I don't know even if there was some sort of government, some MJ-12 type group that has formed some kind of theory. It might be an incorrect theory.
Do you believe there is such a group, Bud? Do you believe that within government or perhaps its environments, its fringe, I don't know, there is some kind of a group that is or has made contact or is aware of the agenda?
Well, certainly, certainly that they're aware of it. I mean, there's no doubt to me of the fact of a government cover-up. I mean, I just think that's been proved beyond any reasonable doubt at this point, that there is some branch thereof that is extremely aware and is taking it extremely seriously, and probably at this moment beaming into the Art Bell program to find out what we might know. No, I don't think there's any doubt that there's a government cover-up. Now, whether or not there is contact between government sources and the aliens, whether, even if there were contact, that it would be reliable. In other words, which side might be lying to the other? Who knows what? Those are questions that I don't really know the answer to. But the fact of the cover-up seems to be beyond doubt.
Our government has not recently demonstrated the ability to cover things up all that well. This would be obviously such a massive cover-up. Well, then, on the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, when you get that in the middle of the conversation, hear that? Click. Well, you know. then on the other hand, what an interesting moment for us to have lost the connection with Bud.